Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I am your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. Today, my guest is Chicago attorney Teresa Panzica, who also is part of Looks Leads Lifestyles. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you. You are doing a million things. You're on Facebook Lives. You're on this. You're promoting that. Tell us, okay, first of all, your Italian family background. Where does the family come from?
So I'm 100% Sicilian. Well, that's debatable, but the families are from, my father's side is from Kokomo and Borgia, and my mom's side is from Cimino.
All right. And have you been to Italy?
Yeah, so I went with my grandparents in the summer.
Nice. Oh, you went there many times?
With my grandparents.
Really?
Not with my parents.
All right. And what was your impressions of Italy, though?
So I loved it because here I had a curfew. There I didn't have curfew. We have much more family there than we do here. So it was like being, you know, in an actual like big Italian family because not everybody came. Mostly not everybody came here to Chicago.
And I do hear that. Like, you know, you got a younger girl and she goes there and suddenly there's freedom.
Yes.
Because they're comfortable there. Right. They're from this small town. They know everybody. You're in Chicago. It's not so comfortable.
We grew up in the suburbs, but still, like, it was just and I grew up in Addison. So at the time, there was nothing there. So when I was there in the summer, we used to walk, you know, after whoever's family member's house we were living to, like, to go get ice cream. Like, there was always parties on the street. Now, supposedly it's changing now. I haven't been back in a while. But some of my family says it's, like, kind of sad now. It's, like,
really?
Going away there even, too.
So. Okay. All right. So, Looks Leads Lifestyle. Tell us about that.
So, it was originally created as kind of, like, a way to market my law firm. But now it's kind of expanded into, like, a lot of different things. So, like, I use it to promote different events. Some are for Italian causes, and some are for more business type causes. The main class that we do is kind of like a networking. It's now open to all business owners. Before, it used to just be open to real estate people. We learn about how to get additional business and just, I mean, at the end of the day, business is business, right?
Now, absolutely. Is this something online?
No, it's in person. So we go to, so when we're at this meeting, we're talking about how to get more business, and then everyone gets pulled out one by one to take a beautiful lifestyle shot. So we've actually done them here. So we're always going to places that are like either like really pretty modern or like are old, like classical Chicago. So Chicago was designed to look like Paris. So there's a lot of hidden gems. So like we explore a lot of
that's
things.
Really cool. I like that.
Yeah. So it's fun. So since you're a business owner, you should come. You got to wear a
absolutely.
Suit. You have to wear a suit though.
I got one. Absolutely. Now I know you wrote, I guess, an article or is it like a letter? Like that's the part I didn't understand about the Italian Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel celebrated in Melrose Park, Illinois. So was this like a letter or an article?
So Looks Leads Lifestyle has, I just like launched the website this year. It was actually kind of trippy. I did it last year, and last year I selected a theme of like mountains. And on the night that Kobe Bryant passed away, I decided to revisit it. And the theme that was saved on there was mountains. So it was a little surreal. So I saw it and I got like instantly scared and I like deleted it. That wasn't what I was going for. It was just like the design had like certain backgrounds. Like one was like desert, one was beach, you know, whatever. I just liked how the lettering was. So my main page was normal, but then I went to go do all the other pages and they had like mountains. It was very like religious kind of like moment, you know what I'm saying? Because that was like a total tragedy. But now since it's launched, because I was like, well, you know, life is short, like I need to get it going with everything that I want to do with this. I have a blog page / event page. So Looks Leads Lifestyle, I thought was a great kind of, my husband kind of makes fun of me. He's like, everything's Looks Leads Lifestyle. So like, I'll have movie parties at my home that are called Looks Leads Lifestyle. I have the events. I do everything. So I was like, you know what? Let's Looks Leads Lifestyle, Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
I love it.
And invite people to that. Because what a better thing to explore.
So what were you telling these people about
I mean, it must have been a really good piece. I don't remember what I said.
It was very good. No, I mean, obviously the gist of it was, come back. Yeah. Come back or come for the first time.
Right.
There's probably thousands and thousands and thousands that would come back,
right.
Hopefully. Tell me about the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Why should I come?
So, the reason why I posted on Look Sweet's Lifestyle is because Look Sweet's Lifestyle is about, like, being in beauty, like, exploring things. And being at Our Lady of Mount Carmel is like being in Italy. So people are always forever going on vacation to Italy, and they think that it's about fashion or food, and then they ignore all the signs that, like, everybody's in church. There's a different saint being celebrated every weekend. Like, do they see that or no?
I don't know if they do. Yeah, I don't know if they do.
And I don't know if it's throughout. Like, I don't know if it's like that in the touristy places, but I see people going to the Vatican. I don't know if they do.
Well, the Vatican, they do, and I'm sure that there's a lot of faith going to the Vatican, but it's also probably such a big tourist attraction.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But if you're in, like, the smaller towns, especially, like, you know, a lot of people explore, like, the southern parts of Italy now. Like, there's a saint every... I mean, literally, there's, what,
absolutely.
5 to 10 saints a day. So,
yes.
Theoretically, every weekend you could have... I mean, I don't even know how they pick, because I think there's patron saints for each town, right?
So I believe so, yes. Yeah. So, like, my wife's town in Italy is the Our Lady of Mount Carmel is their church, and they have the feast the same weekend,
awesome.
And it's a major thing. Everybody goes because it's a small town.
Right. Wall-to-wall people is, yes. Like where my mom's from. Now what's cool with technology is that they'll do Facebook Lives of the feast, and it's literally wall-to-wall people, which is what I want Melrose Park to be.
Yes. So I believe the Sunday this year is July 19th, 2020. I believe it's a 3-day festival. 9-day novena, but what is it about the feast that talks to you, that touches you?
Well, I've been going since a child. We walked, my mom, when they first came here from Italy in the 70s, they would go periodically. My great grandmother would go. So it's family tradition, you know, first and foremost. So we've continued it. I don't remember really missing much. I know there was like a World Cup that Italy was in that a lot of people left that we should not be proud of that happened. And then there's been various different like family parties like scheduled over. But like I've mostly always been there. I'm trying to remember a time when I didn't. Sometimes I couldn't carry the statue. The main statue is carried by men, but they have candle houses for ladies to carry.
So you walk in the procession.
I walk in the procession.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. So since
it's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was named after St. Teresa because my mom was having trouble getting pregnant as well. So I was named after St. Teresa, and a family friend had a candle house for St. Teresa, so that's who we've been walking
really?
To. They've since passed it on to somebody else. So right now we walk for, I think it's the Calabrian saint. I'm pretty sure.
San Francesco?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. San Francesco, yeah.
We've walked with the family since I was a kid. It's the Napolitano family in Melrose, so it's nice to be with them. It feels like second family.
Yes. No, it's gotten, I don't know what the word I want to say. It makes me down. It's a little sad. There's a lot less people. I know that the young people today don't have the faith that once was, unfortunately. And, you know, they got to understand that everything isn't about a sausage sandwich or a particular musical group coming. This, the Italian Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, is a part of us. It's a part of Italian tradition. It's a part of Chicagoland tradition.
Family history,
our culture, and our faith. And I hope that people start to go back to that and realize what's important. And bring your kids to this.
Yeah.
Show them this. Yeah. Walk in the procession. What a cool thing. Walking in an Italian procession, you know, with the band and then they have fireworks, and it's just like, I don't know, I feel great.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I don't really like large crowds, so, like, I'm asking for it to be large crowds, but, like, it never bothered me, like, the attendance-wise, but I do remember as a kid there being a lot more people than there is now. So, you know, I think, unfortunately, our world's becoming very secular, and I know you did a piece about that beautiful church on the west side.
Oh, wow. Our Lady of Sorrows. That used
to be all Italian. Yes. So it's like, you know, there's more to life than sports or cleaning or doing errands. Like, Sundays should be with the family. And I know people talk about, like, oh, let's get together on Sundays like the old days. Well, first and foremost, you went to church.
Absolutely.
First.
And you know what? But get together there. That should be that could be a meeting ground for reunions.
Right.
And
big enough.
It's big enough, and I'm with you. I'm not a fan of crowds. I wouldn't go to the Taste of Chicago if they gave me $100 worth of free food. It means nothing to me. I don't like that. But right. We need a lot of people there. And yeah. We need Italian people, because the mass itself, the outdoor mass, used to be filled with all these families. And I say to myself, where did these people go?
Well, I think the generation is older now, so I think a lot of people passed away.
And the younger people just aren't into it.
Well, I think my generation got married later than we should have. I don't know why we did that. You guys told us to do that. It's all
I got married
all
young. I got married young.
So I think everyone should get married.
Yeah, you're
young.
Right.
So I think that there was this big gap. So I think now as people are starting to have children,
yes,
once they get out of like the phase where like the kids are very high maintenance, I think people
sure, no, I get that. But there's a lot of Italian-American families with, you know, your little kids. This is how it starts. You got to bring them to these kind of things. Or if you don't as the parents, then you blame the kids if they don't go. Right? Because they're not exposed to this. And, you know, I think about stuff. Okay, back in the 70s, when, you know, in the 80s, when I was like, oh, my God, the feast, you know, like I was excited to go. There wasn't a lot of things happening. I get it. Today in 2020, there is a gazillion things every weekend. And all these suburbs have their own festivals. They didn't have that back then. So I get it, all the choices, but you gotta come back to the realm of it all, to the core of our inner being, and come back to the feast.
Right.
Correct?
I don't go to street festivals unless there's a religious component.
I really don't either. No, I'm not a fan of those things. Right. I really don't.
Right.
But this is the must. This is when you start on January and you say, okay, let's mark the calendar.
Mark it. Mark
it
now. We're even too late almost. So they really need to mark it.
So, I thank you for writing that. I showed it to a feast committee member. He adored it. And that's great because, you know, the more people, I guess, on our side, the more people pushing this, the better off we might be.
Right. Absolutely. So I'm independent. I'm not affiliated with the church, but I am trying to get people that I know, which a lot of people that I know, you know. So we got to get our group show up with the kids, with, you know, if the older people want to go sit in the church. Air conditioned, you know, if you can't take the heat, still at least participate by coming to the mass in the morning and staying for the mass after the procession's done. They do the midday mass outside, so they attend.
Yes,
so I believe it's
at noon, at 12 o'clock noon. And I mean, I'm not from Melrose Park, so it's not this is not about, it's in Melrose Park. It's not necessarily about Melrose Park. It was started in Melrose Park, and it's great, and I love Melrose Park, but what I'm saying is, Everybody, no matter where you're at, come to this.
But I do hear that a lot. They're like, I'm not from Melrose, so I'm not going to go.
And then, unfortunately, how many people that grew up in Melrose, raised in Melrose, moved away, and they don't come back?
Right.
Now, if you're going to come back one time a year, come that day. Come that Sunday. You know, so, I mean, hopefully, now, on the Saturday night, they're going to have an Italian band with Stella Raimondi. There's going to be food. There's going to be dancing. I'm going to do a live podcast. I believe there's going to be an Italian radio show that's going to be present that night. I'm going to talk to some other people. We're going to try to create an atmosphere. Hopefully, for those who remember, Mr. Giuseppe's Hall that was around, I don't know, somewhere around Grandin, Austin, more or less, north in Austin, back in the 70s. It was a hall, and they had these Italian parties every weekend, and all these people that came. We're going to try to create a reunion.
I have a question. What do you mean they had Italian parties every weekend? Like, it wasn't for, like, now, like, I'm doing, like, a dinner dance with, like, the town where my mom's from. This is just,
like, not like that. From what I'm understanding, mind you, that was a little before my time. I'm old, but not that old.
Right.
In the 70s, a lot of families moved here from Italy.
Okay.
It was probably the last big move.
Right, right.
Okay, so, but, and unfortunately now, 1970 was 50 years ago. So in those 70s years, I mean, my wife's family came in the 70s, okay? In those years, in that area, there was a lot of Italians coming, like, every month.
Right.
So the way I understand it, picture like an old-fashioned dance where, like, people just went and there was this band. And it wasn't about a dinner dance, which, you know, there was probably no food at all. I don't know. Maybe there was stuff to nibble on.
Oh.
I don't really know exactly.
Okay.
But I don't think it was as formal as what you're thinking.
Okay.
Where you got to buy the tickets and all that. No, I think it was just Italian dances,
Okay. You
know, which, my God, I wish I lived in that, in that time. So we're going to try to, you know, create a reunion for that and get these people back. Okay, the way I look at it, and I'm really taking this attitude, is 2020, I just love saying that, 2020, because if you're dumb and you forgot the second part, it's the same as the first part. So 2020, I love the sound of that. This is going to be, I'm proclaiming it, the year of the Italian American. We got to capture things back.
Yeah.
Things are going bad out there. We all know the obvious. We got to come back. We got to get back in numbers. We got to get back in faith. We got to get back in tradition. We got to get back in culture. We got to get back. It starts with these events.
Yes, because our being Italian is about, in my opinion, being Catholic first and foremost. So this all will come together if we just get back to our faith.
I will agree with you. I think as our faith diminished, so did our culture, so did our belief, so did our traditions, because it does go hand in hand. It intertwines, and that's unfortunate. So, I mean, you know, coming back to this stuff, this is a good thing for people.
It's
this is a good way to raise your kids.
And it's fun. Like, okay, so we're in Lent right now. On Holy Thursday, I never participated as a kid. You can go to seven churches?
Yeah, seven churches.
On Holy Thursday. My kids go, like, they have a blast. They look forward to it. They're like, oh, do we get to go to the church now?
Because you're raising them that way.
Right.
They don't know any better.
Right.
But if you don't do that, and then your kid's 17 and say, hey, we're going to go visit seven churches. After they flick you off, okay, and say blank, 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 they ain't going.
Right, but I didn't even, like, so we didn't, I grew up in the suburbs, so there wasn't as many churches, so I didn't grow up doing this, but now my kids are, like, demanding it. They're, like,
That's wonderful.
More excited for Holy Thursday than any,
so I really,
than, like, Easter eggs.
They're yes.
They're excited about Holy
that's
Thursday.
Great, that's great.
You know?
And I really say to the younger families, the younger parents, remember this, you got to get the kids in from the beginning, because then that's what they know, okay?
Right.
It's not all about travel baseball.
It's not.
I love travel baseball, but we put so much emphasis into all those things, and there's nothing wrong with that, but keep a little bit of priority towards your ethnic background, towards your culture, towards your family, towards your faith.
Right.
And I think it'll pay dividends in the future. And it will pay dividends for our entire ethnic group, because I always read way into the future. I think about things. And if we don't have that next generation to pick up where we left, we're done.
Yeah.
It's over. If there's no one there. So if we don't start cultivating the youth, the new generation to do this, well, then the plant without cultivation won't grow.
Right.
It'll die.
No, it'll happen. But like you said, it starts with the kids.
I'm sorry. Well, I think we're off on. But anyways, so no, it definitely with that. So I really do say to the young families, do that. Please do that. So Teresa, anything else to tell us?
Because
you're a very busy woman, 24 hours a day.
So we can definitely help you with the law firm. If you're buying or selling real estate, we can help you. Our law firm's website is camzicalawoffice.com.
Okay.
Looks Lead Lifestyle has many events. Some are Italian, some are just fun.
Same thing though, looksleadslifestyle.com. Yes. Okay.
So like the article that you like is on there if you want to
see. Love it. That article. Read right. that article. Look them up to read that article about the feast, please.
See how great it is. But we have some other ones too, so I invite you to come to that as well. And you will not be disappointed. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's faith, but it's also fun.
Well, thank you so much the interview. And we did this at Teresa's unbelievable, stunning house. I mean, I'm just like in awe of this place. I keep looking around because it's nothing like I've ever seen. It's amazing.
Panzeca Palace,
beautiful place. And good luck with everything. And thank you for backing the feast and being a believer and doing the things you do. Okay. And to all the listeners, thank you. Always remember, stay proud. Thank you.